just a little bit about yourself, some of that background information that people would find interesting.
Sure, Justin. I grew up in Burlington. Came here when I was, before kindergarten, moved to West Burlington area and graduated BHS way back when in 1986. Have lived here since, except for about a year and a half. I moved to Iowa City and did a few things up there in the photography field. But came back to Burlington. It's a nice, quiet place to live and, a good population size for people to raise a family. Have two daughters. One's married and moved away, and the other is 11 in the middle school system here in Burlington. So I try to, keep in touch with what's going on a lot for people my age, but then more so for the young people to make sure that the city's going to be what they need in the future.
What?
I work as a network administrator for a company. We manage dozens of different companies' websites or actually their networks, their systems here in Southeast Iowa and surrounding area. Been doing that for 6 years now and have a strong grocery background. Been a people person all my life in the public eye in many of my jobs.
What prompted this run for city council?
Well, I served from 2004, I guess, elected in 2003 and term ended in 2007. Really enjoyed the job. It was a neat thing to be able to help people in the way that the city government can. Not that we're giving handouts or preferential treatment to people, but to make sure that the good, solid decisions are made for the future of the city. It's a difficult job at times, and it looks like it may be more difficult in the coming years than it was 10 years ago, but I think I'm up for that challenge. I love the town, been here almost all my life. It's just a natural fit. I think I've got a little bit more good to give, and I'm ready to give that now.
How does that past perspective help today, especially given the financial climate in Burlington?
I think having sat at the council table in a recent term, that really helps versus a newcomer. When you're new to the council, your eyes are pretty wide and you have a lot of ambition, don't understand all the little nuances that can tie you down. So having the experience, even though it's just one term and still ended 6 years ago, is still really relevant. Many of the things that the council is talking about today were topics 6 to 10 years ago as well.
Obviously, the biggest issue in Burlington right now, it's talked about all the time, I believe even forums and everything are focused on the budget, the finances, and such. If elected, what is the first thing? How do you approach this situation, getting the outlook for Burlington reversed, getting it in a better financial direction?
Well, I think as far as the public's perception of the city and its operation, that's difficult because people's perceptions aren't always the fact, but in turn becomes their reality. They believe what they perceive. We need to tighten our belts now. To the point of being uncomfortable. We've had several large meals at the table, and can't afford to put another notch in the belt. We just gotta cinch that thing up, and it's gonna mean some very tough times and some tough decisions for department heads. I pray that it doesn't mean putting people out of work. We're talking about friends and neighbors when we start talking about city employees. But there really need to be some concerns over what services are provided and the level of those services. Obviously, we can't cut back on public safety. It would be foolish to do such. But there are many amenities that maybe we mow the parks every 10 days instead of every 7. Maybe we can squeak another 50
Is cuts the only answer? Are there other options available for the city?
I think we need to strongly look at the freeze on the property tax. If we could cut it and still provide the same level of service, we would do that definitely. But there have got to be other revenue streams, user fees that we're not already charging, letting people pay for the services that are dear to them. And for some people, it's going to mean paying more for things that they may not have to pay for right now or already do pay for. But it becomes if you want it, then you're going to have to pay for it. We've got a swimming pool that's a nice little swimming pool, but we also have a private facility that's much larger and much more visited. Do we close down our public pool to maybe give a subsidy to the private facility for city residents? There's a thought, but it's still going to be an increase when you talk about that. Or maybe the influx of people coming from a closed city service will make it easier for a private entity to reduce their fees. I mean, there's a lot of things on the scales and easy to tip one way or the other.
Does it again look at, it's not really a user fee, but the franchise fee, should that be resurfaced given the amount of hole left in the debt because of the way that they budgeted before it was fully approved?
I don't think it will face any more popularity with the public. It's a tough issue. The problem with a franchise fee is it hits you so many times over and over. Quote the little guy, if you go to your grocery store and you're paying your grocery an increased margin because they have to pay their franchise fee, you go to church, you're going to have to increase your tithe because they're paying a franchise fee now on their utilities. It was something to consider, definitely, but I don't see it ever passing in today's climate. When put to a vote, we do have a franchise fee on, say, our cable television. The city of Burlington is the authority for the cable franchise, and there's a fee on your cable bill here in town. So people are seemingly okay with that, but that's very small. It's not a percentage. It's not what we would consider a sliding fee based on use. It's one fee per account. I don't think the franchise fee would work here in Burlington in any time in the near future.
You mentioned a freeze on the property tax rate. I mean, is that something that could be that you would want to see immediately, or is that something that, given the nature of the need for revenue in the city, that could be maybe a goal several years down the road? Or would you want to see it, if elected, immediately and then just cut to make up for it?
I don't think it'd be something that we set our targets for. It would have to be something, hey, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to do it now. And if a freeze didn't work, then it's a lot easier to remove that freeze than it is to place it 5 years in the future. If we say we're going to institute it in 2016, for example, 2015 comes and, well, we're still having some problems, so let's move that freeze back. It's something that would have to be done right away.
Couple of projects have gained a lot of headlines and such, and they seem in limbo right now. Police station and Cascade Bridge. What do you see as the future of both of them?
I believe that our police department definitely needs a new facility. To have a joint law enforcement center would be great, but the question comes down to how are we going to pay for it? If it were free, we'd already be doing it, of course, but their structure was built a long time ago, before you and I were born, before our parents were born and our grandparents. That building has been around for a long time. I'm not suggesting it's going to fall down tomorrow, but every year it requires more maintenance, and we really need to get them into a more modern building, and maybe something that's going to last another 100 years. That's fine. They definitely need something, so we need to start planning for that. The Cascade Bridge studies. It's been closed for, well, I think they closed right after I came off council last, so about 6 years, and it's one of those things that we'll look at it next year, and next year never gets here. So I'm not saying that we need to spend money on it right away, but we definitely need to put it in our plans and figure out how we're going to make it a passable road again.
Any issues? I mean, so much of the talk is budget related and such for Burlington. Any issues that stand out to you that you would push for that maybe aren't as budget related but still need to be brought up at this time?
I'd like to see us change our form of government in that the mayor is elected at large instead of by the council. Under state code, the mayor could be elected at large but still be a deciding council member. So effectively there's not a change, but it requires a vote of the city to make that change. And I think it would be a 6 year minimum, that the mayor is then elected every 4 years, with the city council races, but he runs for the position of mayor, explicitly. And, I think that would put a different perspective from the public on the city council. You could have a decided leader. Right now, we have five people, and you know, every 2 years, you're not sure who you're going to end up with mayor. It could be any of the monkeys that get elected could end up sitting in the center of the table, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. But I think it would give a little bit more prestige to the council or let them be recognized better in the community, and have a demonstrated leadership instead of somebody who he got the push into the center chair from the other council members.
Any other topic you'd want to touch on that I haven't thought to bring up? So much of this is budget related, but anything else that you'd want to bring up?
Not at this time. I'd like to keep an email dialogue with you. If you have any further questions, you can always email me, mike@burlingtoniowa.com. Public's welcome to do that as well. I'm pretty good with my responses. Get back to people within 24 hours, generally, once I get sorted through my mailbox each day. Right now, the public's concern is my concern. If people bring something to me, I'm going to be the guy who's definitely pushing for it in the council, at least for it to be heard. I might not agree with it one bit, or might not agree with it completely, but I'm definitely going to make sure that everybody's voice is heard. I was the guy last time I served as the guy who voted against the railroad lawsuit. Did not make sense for our city to do that. I was the guy who did my best to make sure that the council activity was completely transparent. Caught a lot of flack for some of the things that I released in the media, but I'm going to be that same guy. I'm